T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
All righty, let's rock and let's roll, everyone. Happy New Year to one and all. Paul Rosenberg, Rosie, with you here on the Fan. 877-337-6666. That is the number to call in for roughly the next 3 hours and 15 minutes on this New Year's night show until 2 a.m. on the Fan in New York City. And before we get into all of the sports, and there is a ton to talk about, as Chris Carino and Tim Capture just pointed out, I have a co-host tonight. Mr. Pat Boyle is in the building. He will do hosting with me the next hour and a half or so behind the board at midnight. How are we doing, buddy? Mr. Utility Man.
What's up, Paul? Yeah, this is a great opportunity, man. I appreciate it, and it's going to be fun chopping up here the next hour and 15. How often do you get a co-hosting situation on the Fan on a weekend this late in the evening?
Not often.
This is going to be fun. The next 75 minutes, then I'll be on the other side of the glass. I'll scoot over. We'll produce the program. We'll have fun until 2. But, yeah, a lot to get into, man. I can't wait. Let's rock and roll.
Yeah, there's a lot. And, again, we're going to do, you know, we'll get into the football, the Jets and the Giants. Listen, their seasons are over, but we will get into that anyway. Big night for the NHL, the Winter Classic being played in negative 8-degree weather in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Crazy 48 hours if you're into the NCAA football. Big Georgia-Alabama in the national title game. An insane Rose Bowl where both Utah and Ohio State forgot to bring their defense. They left them back in their respective schools tonight. But listen, we have to start with the Nets, and that is an unacceptable loss. I don't care if it doesn't mean anything in the long term. You cannot lose that game tonight. They lose to the Clippers 120-116, outscored 40-29 in the fourth. They blew a 13-point lead in the fourth quarter. For a two-minute stretch, they outscored the Clippers outscored the Nets 10-0. Cannot happen.
No, that's one of the most brutal losses I've ever seen. I mean, honestly, that's not overreacting. When you consider the circumstances and the situation of this game, you get most of the Nets coming back now to the point where they're only missing Joe Harris and, you know, Kyrie Irving, who they've been missing for the whole year. They're going to get him soon. But you got Harden, you got Durant, you've got Bruce Brown, you've got everybody basically back, and you get a skeleton crew Clippers team. No Batum, no Paul George, no Kennard, no Marcus Morris, no Avika Zubac. We know Kawhi Leonard's been out for the whole year. And the Clippers are on a New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, back-to-back, coming from Toronto last night where they lost. And they were 0-5 on back-to-backs this year. And the Nets are up 13 with 5 minutes left. And they've got all their guys in. They didn't put in the backups. It wasn't like it was, you know, James Johnson was playing great, so he was in there. But it's not like you have all the Nets reserves trying to finish that game out. They had their guys. And they inexplicably blow this game and totally collapse. I mean, you talk about folding like a cheap lawn chair. That doesn't even do it justice, Paulie. This was a collapse to the nth degree. And this is a brutal, brutal loss. And again, long term, does it mean anything in an 82-game regular season?
Probably not.
But at the same time, This can never happen. 1,000 times out of 1,000, you cannot lose that game against that roster on a back-to-back up 13 points in the final minutes at home. Can't happen.
Absolutely right, Pat. And again, even Steve Nash after the game, quote, "We got what we deserved. That was obviously a very winnable game we let get away." And that is right there. That's all you need to know about that, because it was a winnable game. They should have won the game. And for some reason, they spit the bit in the fourth quarter. And again, like you said, you brought up all the stats. The second half of a back-to-back, they're in Canada last night, the Clippers. Now, it's not like they're flying JetBlue. I get that, right? But they're in Canada last night, second half of the back-to-back. They have nobody playing, 10-day contracts being handed out everywhere. And you lose that game. And again, Durant playing, Harden playing. You have all these all-stars that are playing, and you can't close out that skeleton crew, like you said.
And you had two guys that were on the Nets 10 days ago. They had two guys sign 10-day contracts now with the Clippers, and some of those guys were burning. I mean, Amir Coffey, Wenyen Gabriel, Xavier. Who are these guys? Who are these guys that were hitting big shots against the Nets? And they let Eric Bledsoe, who, great player 5-6 years ago, well past his prime. Eric Bledsoe is torching you in the fourth quarter. And this all started really with Patty Mills. And it's a shame, because Patty Mills has been so great for this team. He's been a huge three-point shooter. He can help direct the offense. But it's this whole collapse started with him on the turnover. He threw it right to Bledsoe. Then he takes the charge and gets himself fouled out of the game. And then Bruce Brown gets the clear path foul. And it all spiraled from there. That was the turning point in this game. And again, with your guys on the court, with Harden, Durant, everybody else, it can't happen. Somebody's got to close that game out.
That's right. And unfortunately for them, nobody did. And this is kind of now in the flow of this New York basketball scene right now. And again, listen, if the Nets are healthy, let me make clear, if the Nets are healthy, if they have a healthy Durant, a healthy Harden, and if Kyrie Irving is actually going to end on the play, on the road, he's obviously can't play at home at this point, like that they're going to be very, very good. Like, it's going to be a massive failure if they at least don't make the conference finals and probably don't win the title. It's probably a massive failure this year, even with Kyrie only playing road games, right? But still, that game you can't lose. Like, tonight, you can't lose. And again, it's a weird dichotomy, because you bring up the Nets and then you bring up the Knicks. And the Knicks are an absolute total dumpster fire right now. They lost by, 15 to the Thunder, last night.
Yeah.
And again, you have Robinson entering health and safety protocols coming up. RJ Barrett's not looking great. You have Julius Randle. He's in health and safety. I mean, that's a problem. And again, all the Knicks fans, and we were talking about in the newsroom, who were like dying that, hey, we don't need Randle. This is going to be good. We don't need Randle. It's not really good. We overpaid him, blah, blah, blah. You guys were garbage last night without the guy.
Yeah, look, everybody that was screaming, we need Obi, we need Deuce McBride playing like 35 minutes. Like, we don't need Randle. The defense has been so bad without him. I love New York sports because we're so passionate, and we rally around our teams when we're good, and we call guys out when they're bad. But Julius Randle took the Knicks from being irrelevant last year and finally got them up, finally propped them up, the four seed. And he was a second-team All-NBA. He was one of the top 10 players in the league last year. He had an unbelievable, unforgettable season. And I get he's been bad this year, but so few times, maybe not so few, but there's times where New York sports, you can't go ahead and then just kick the guy to the curb when he's playing bad. I know Randall's been bad this year. I know the defensive effort's been bad. He's not shooting the three ball nearly as well. He doesn't take games over in the fourth quarter like he should. You've got to give him a little bit of time here. He gets some leeway. When he had the season he had last year, he gets some leeway. And the fact that you had some Knicks fans saying, okay, we're probably going to be better off without Julius. Yeah, look how that went. You lost by 15 to a Thunder team that's one of the worst in the league.
Right. And again, I think what turns people off about Julius Randle is that he totally just melted in the playoffs last year. And that's what really sticks into a Knicks fan's head, is that we know how good he was, right? We know that he was that good last in the regular season, but when it mattered the most, he just melted. Yeah. He couldn't perform on the big stage, and now you were left to wonder for future big stages, which obviously the Knicks want to achieve and want to get to, is that going to be the performance every time he goes out there? And I think that's the problem that the Knicks fans have, is we don't know exactly what type of player he is.
Yeah.
Can he be a one on a team? Or is he more suited that he's probably, an ancillary, if that's the word I'm looking for.
Ancillary.
Ancillary.
Or auxiliary.
Right. See? Ancillary. The Batman to the Robin. Is he Robin? Is he going to be a number two? Is he not good enough to be a number one?
Yeah, I mean, well, the thing is, he's the number one right now because R.J. Barrett, I think, in the future, has the potential to be the number one on this Knicks team, has the potential. He still doesn't shoot the three ball nearly well enough in today's NBA. I mean, again, you look at that game last night, he was the shining moment. He's the only guy that had more than 11 points in that game. He scored 26, and still he shot 1 of 8 from deep. So until Barrett proves he can do that, Julius Randle is the one.
Right. So, there's a lot going on with both of the local NBA teams. We're going to get into all of that. Again, New Year's night, January 1st. I don't care if it's cheesy. Give me your New Year's resolutions for sports. I'm all into that. Give me your resolutions. Give me your New Year's wishes for all of the local teams. I want to hear them. Jets, Giants, Mets, Yankees. If you want to talk hockey, you call me right now. That's when you get Hockey on the Fan. Talk to me about it. I will gladly talk Rangers, Devils, Islanders, and that wonderful scene in Minnesota tonight as the Blues beat the Wild 6-4. But, you know, feeling like negative 30 degrees outside. What a scene that was. Really, really cool stuff. So I want to hear from all you guys. We're going to get up to the Giants and the Jets. Obviously, the Jets welcoming Tom Brady and the Bucks to MetLife. The Giants going to the Windy City to take on the Bears. We're going to get to all of that. We're going to get to all of your calls. Hang on. 877-337-6666. Rosenberg and Boyle here with you on this Saturday night on The Fan in New York.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.